better.
It's a great day in New York when a New York City bus driver catches a 7-year-old who falls 3 stories from an apartment building. It's a terrible day in Alabama when a nut goes into a bar near the University of Alabama and opens fire. Luckily, 17 people were hit. I say luckily, they weren't all killed. There are some that are in critical condition. The idiot's been caught because he was on surveillance tape. That's the good news there. That's a little snippet of what we're seeing across this great country. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The big buzz still continues to be over the political race and what's going to happen with the president, whether Obama's going to be in for another 4 years for a repeat performance, or are we going to see Mitt Romney ushered in? And, of course, with Mitt Romney, veep, 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 it is sort of anticlimactic, perhaps, in a way, unless somebody that we didn't expect to be picked ends up being the choice, I think, for Romney. And who that's going to be, you know, who knows? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, the way it's looking right now. And I'll tell you what, it's tight as a drum. There was some leakage on the Condi Rice thing, and apparently she was approached, but really, is she interested in running for elected office when she's never done that before? She wasn't in an elected position. And there she has other interests, although I think she probably enjoys some of the attention that she might be getting, not necessarily from the media, but just the idea that she's even on the short list and being considered. Really, the candidates that seem to come up over and over again now are the former governor of Minnesota, T-Paw, and, of course, that's a nickname. Plenty is the other guy who's on the list, as I said, the former governor. And also Jindal, Bobby Jindal, though I hear he doesn't really want it. And then, of course, the senator from Ohio, Portman, is heavy on everyone's mind because Ohio. So is it about delivering a state, not rocking the boat, or just being a veep, somebody who's in the background, somebody who's window dressing? And, boy, we have talked about that ad nauseum on this show, and a lot of you have thrown in on the whole VP question and how important it is or not important, or where would you consider it to be on, you know, if you had a list of pros and cons, you know, the old Ben Franklin list, how much weight would you give to the VP on the candidate? You know, how much would that matter to you who the vice president is? You know, it's like the Obama people. Was Biden the best choice they could have made? Was he somebody who could do something for them? Was he somebody who they could rein in? And, of course, he's famous for the foot and mouth thing. But even with that, he had a long resume, a big list of people that he knew in the Democratic Party, people he could help Obama with. And I think that was part of the idea there. As always, remember, you're never shut out of the show. Right of right, left of left, I don't care what your stripes are, undecided, sick of it all. You can always throw in here, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Even on the lighter stuff, because we need some lighter stuff once in a while, don't we? I mean, we're going to dive into what happened in Alabama and how random it is. It's life. It's like the selection process. One day you're fine, you're cruising along, and then, boom, you take a wild curveball goes your way, and you take a ride in a different direction, which is what happened in that Alabama bar. But the other buzz that's going on, it might be movie crap that they've planted out there in our heads because of the trailers and the whole comic book excitement or whatever it is, but the new Batman movie is coming out. And this is the Dark Knight Rises, you know, part two, basically, without Heath Ledger. So is this going to be the summer blockbuster flick? Is this just going to be another decent comic book movie that carries on like Spider-Man? I think it's going to blow out the box office. I think it's going to be the biggest thing going for weeks. And then again, when it comes out eventually on DVD, which might take, I don't know, 6 more months or so, and then ends up on all the pay-per-view, one of the pay-per-view stations, and then gets onto the rest, I think there's going to be a lot of money made with this Batman, and they spent a lot of money to make it. It made me think about this, why Batman strikes such a chord with us. It's like that old line from that crazy, stupid song about we need a hero, right? And there is a thing about thinking that a Batman, a Spider-Man, even though I know it's a stretch, is somewhere out there. And that's the whole Batman theme. So the protecting, the doing something for the dark days of the city, that kind of thing. And we're kind of in that, we're not kind of, we're in that situation. We're seeing what's going on with some serious stuff in the Middle East that affects us. We're seeing what's happening with the Eurozone and our monetary futures with the Federal Reserve and the constant quantitative easing possibilities. So our money is worthless. It's like we're printing monopoly money. And I think there is this thing where we have two choices. We either get very, very active. This is what I feel preachy sometimes on America Tonight, but either get very, very involved, active, and really start to care, or you bury your head in the sand. And gray areas are hard to find now, and there is no gray area here. It's why I think we're so polarized in this country right now, because you're either in, all in, you're putting your chips all in, and you're going to be involved, and you're going to pay attention, and you're going to know what your congressman stands for and how they probably would vote if they're elected, if somebody new comes in the picture, or the same thing with the Senate. And by golly, what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You either care or you're just going to glide on down the road and not pay one bit of attention. And I hope more people are paying attention, because don't we owe that to the future that's behind us, the future in front of us and the future behind us. Because wherever you are in life, whether it's 30, 40, 50, you're ultimately hoping that you're heading to the proverbial gold watch, which there is none. It's a virtual gold watch now. So you ought to care about what's happening with taxes, what's happening with small businesses, what's happening with health care, what's going on in your own backyard locally, how people are voting there, what people are talking about with the city councils. Because not knowing is when all of a sudden you start to get these notices in the mail and you had no idea. Well, I didn't know that the water and sewage went up. I didn't realize what was going on with taxes in the school district. I didn't know they were so broke. And people get blindsided. And the only way to not be blindsided is to be active, to be a little bit involved. You don't even have to be a lot. Just join us halfway in the middle somewhere. If you're just at least halfway in the middle, you have some idea. This is a smart crowd that calls this show, so I know you're involved. I know you've made phone calls. I know you care. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're going to tell you about that horror show in Alabama coming up on the flip side.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,593.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,633.53, $816.77 for a half ounce, or $408.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,633.53, $816.77, and $408.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Oh, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are like it.
And deciding for yourself which seems to blur the other. And the reason I say that is because now there's so much reality television. I mean, for goodness sake, they have Mob Wives of Chicago. I was flipping around trying to get a ball game on. I saw Mob Wives of Chicago. Are you kidding me? So they admit that they're married to people that are in the mob, and they have a television show about it. Somebody must be watching, or... how could they get advertisers? How could they afford to even put them on? Even though I know they're cheaply done. Sadly, this was no reality television show on Tuesday. You know, once again, you think of where are you most vulnerable? Where are you vulnerable? And you can't live in fear. You can't do that. There's no way to live, right? But it's just such a random thing that you happen to be in a bar where a guy comes in and military style... Just starts to shoot out at people. It's like a scene from a movie. Shrapnel is flying all over the place because, of course, you have a bar and sharp objects and wood all over the place. And so what do you do? Think about this. Close your eyes for a second, and I hope this happens to no one listening to me, by the way. And you're not thinking this. You're not thinking, well, I'm not living in a country where somebody can come in. You know, it's not like the Middle East where I'm at the market and I could turn around and there might be a suicide bomber because, geez, that happened to my cousin two towns over. You're not thinking that way, right? In Alabama, a 44-year-old guy surrenders eventually to police because, of course, they had him on surveillance video. And he is charged with attempted murder after this attack that I was describing loosely, where 17 people were wounded. He confessed to his family, and his sister called in. They convinced him, and the next thing you know, he throws up his hands. Boom. They arrest him. And he said that he wanted to die, and he was hoping that the police would kill him, but he got scared and left. So what possibly drove him to do this? Was some crazy jealous rage, some nutty thing? He's being held on a count of attempted murder and 17 other counts, but they say they're getting warrants for charges that include shooting in an occupied building and blah, blah, blah down the line. But what is it that pushes this guy to go in there and do that, where you have the hospital has to shut down temporarily because they have to handle all the people? 17 people were hit with all kinds of things. Shrapnel wounds is what they had. And, you know, you had people in their early 20s and mid-30s. You had some college students. Three of the people who were wounded were students at the University of Alabama. Five had to stay overnight at the hospital. 12 were released. They were treated, and they were released. One guy in critical condition, one in serious condition, and three others in fair condition. And the description was, we're sitting there, we're playing pool, we're listening to music, and we hear this popping sound for people who don't know much about guns. It's gunshots. And all of a sudden, that's when they start firing those gunshots off. Can you imagine? And the answer is it would be a horrible situation to be in. Try to figure out what you're going to do. You know, this goes back to the argument over if somebody had a gun, would they have picked him off? Would they not hit all those targets? Would he have not hit all those people? And you know what? Here's the thing. That is a target. This is terrible to say. It's true, though. If you're in a bar like that, it is a target-rich environment for a nut. And how can you live in fear and think that, though? Geez, school shootings, in the bar, at the hospital, at the library, at work, for goodness sake. I mean, is this somebody who is, and this is what they're saying, that it might be, and I don't know this, but some of the speculation is this is a person who is, unemployable or underemployed, and he feels distraught, feels like there's nothing for him, and so this is what he resorts to, this feeble attempt, I guess, at getting attention or ending his life. So now he's going to go to prison for a very, very long time. His bond is $2 million. $2 million. And then they just had this situation in Toronto where there was a house party and somebody goes in and 23 people are hit, two people are killed. And so what was that about? Why go into this party? It's a target-rich environment. And it's awful. It's awful to think that way. And this is just another thing what you have to tell your kids. Geez, be kind of attentive. Look for the exits when you go to a party. Have fun. And certainly don't be paranoid. But you might want to make sure in case something happens, you know how to get out of there. And in the case of this, bar is a very popular bar, just on the outskirts of the university. And now it's all about trying to figure out what made him do this. Nobody seemed to know him at the bar. Just that he was screaming out, you know, I want to die, and hoping that the cops would off him. And of course, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. So I start off and I say, you know, the blurred lines between reality and fantasy and just plain just plain out of your mind depression. I can't deal with this anymore. It's very, 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 very scary. While I open up and I talk about how there's no gray areas in politics, here's a very gray area in where you decide, what you decide you're going to do, where you're going to go, and how you're going to live a great life, but not be over the top, completely nuts, paranoid, because something happened down the street, because this house party thing happened, because, geez, my kid goes to the University of Alabama, and some terrible things have happened there, and this being one of them, that what would I have done if they had happened to be in that bar at that particular time? How would they have had a chance to get out of there? And the answer is military style, locked and loaded. If he had hit somebody directly, they're done or close to being done. And it seems like he hit some people, but he also injured more people with spraying the bullets all over the place. And so then I guess it goes back to that whole, could somebody have gotten to him? And I guess not, because they were shocked, didn't even know what was happening. And you had some very somber police folks in Tuscaloosa. The chief was just so, you could tell he was just broken up by it. He was so stone-faced, but also emotional in talking about, you know, what happened. That finally they were able to arrest the guy who went in and caused all this mayhem, and it just makes you think a little bit more about those lines. All right, I'm going to veer off into something different again. That's the theme of this hour of America tonight. And so coming up on the flip side, I happen to see this, you know, as I mentioned, in flipping around the tube, being at the New Jersey shore and looking for the Phillies game, seeing the whole mob wives thing. Now I think it's about who's famous enough or infamous enough or somebody that we can make enough money on where they make a little bit of money, and it's all about the whole reality thing. Everybody wants a television camera following them. It's like the couple of the movies that were made about being 24 hours on camera. I can't imagine, really, would you really want a camera following you around? And this one, the Hit King, speaking of Philadelphia, because he played for them at one time, Pete Rose is going to be on a reality series on TLC. Are you kidding me? They've started production on it already. Oh, all the ugly details will pour out next here on America Tonight.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com.
TerraganX.com.
Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. I just play the scene.
Coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to talk about John Sununu, the former governor of New Hampshire, who says, that was my imitation of a pit bull, I know, lousy. Anyway, Sununu comes out and says that Obama needs to learn to be an American, then apologizes for it later, because of course there's backlash over it, while he backs up what Mitt Romney is saying, that businesses don't build themselves? No, what are you talking about? And Obama and his comments about, you didn't build this if you had a business. I'm confused. I don't know. If you're an entrepreneur, there's a couple of steps that have to fall in line to help you. And one of them is not to be taxed to death so that you just absolutely cannot do it. And that is the scary thing that's happening in this country. It's no joke. It's not about, no. You're just protecting the rich. Not when you talk about entrepreneurs and true small businesses, because small businesses consist of 500 employees or less. And a lot of times we're talking about a handful of employees. Let's do a reality show on that, on truly what it's like. Not so much these CNBC-ish type shows, except for the one, Shark Tank. Something that really shows you what it takes to pull it together, no matter what field you're in, no matter what field it is. But we always welcome this woman to the show, and she's had a couple of different careers in her lifetime and is very opinionated. We love Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. You've had to reinvent yourself several times. Aren't you glad you live in America and you were able to do that?
Most of the time.
There you go.
I'm telling you right now, politics, I'm not so sure.
That's right.
It's starting to look like a chessboard playing with a bunch of pigeons.
I know.
The pigeons are getting all over my chessboard, strutting around, knocking the pieces over, then they crap on my board and things are victorious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, truly, I am so sick of politics right now, I could just rip my hair out. And I just can't afford to do that. God,
that's right.
I
wigs
mean,
are expensive.
Already, pardon?
Wigs are expensive.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
But now, who am I going to have to send care packages to? You or that?
Care packages, you mean when we're really stuck because of the drought or because of other things that are going on?
All of the above. Because I tell you what, I bought 50 more pounds of flour, and I got 20 more pounds of sugar stored.
Yeah.
Sunday, smart. Hannah, if people don't understand it, quit going to Taco Bell, Burger King, and McDonald's for now. Go to the store and stock up on some supplies. Because you're going to need them.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And they're going to have to learn to tone down their eating because corn is going to skyrocket. Our crops here are terrible, Kate. Just terrible. And I've been taking, I know you'll think this is odd, but my bath water, you know, when you get old, you just don't get as dirty. And
yeah,
truly, that's true. So I take my bath water, and I take it outside to use to water my plants and my apple tree that I treasure. It is loaded with apples, but I have 50 different plants of tomatoes, bell peppers, and such. And I've been using my bath water, but my plants are flourishing. And somebody's starting to steal all my tomatoes. It's starting to irritate me. But
I hope it's not the animals. It's just it's humans.
It's humans because the animals cannot get to it. And they've all been forewarned. You step foot on my property and steal any of my veggies, and you will be very dead.
Yeah.
I will
yeah.
put you in the smokehouse. But seriously, it is getting real tight. I was at Walmart Sunday, and Kate, I was shocked at how empty some of the shelves were and the prices. Oh, my God. America, wake up and stock up. Because you're going to get gouged big time. Because I'm a survivalist type thinker, plan for the future, and I could easily, just me and my cat, I could survive 8 months, possibly 10 months, comfortably with what I have stored.
And this smart.
This is going to be a very rough year because we don't know which way the election goes. And if Obama gets elected, we are in a major hurt locker. Major hurt locker.
I like the way you said that. I love what you said. Wake up and stock up. We're going to steal that one and adopt that. That's Izzy's mantra, and you're absolutely right. You may be sending us care packages. Izzy, we love you. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
She's right. I mean, it's interesting. The timing is perfect because I was talking about the drought, and I was talking about corn before, and we're talking about a major disaster, already disaster declaration in 26 states, and a ton of emergency conservation orders. And a lot of this, what they're saying is, you know, you better got to think about it now because you've got dropped crop yields 50% in some areas, 50%. And think about the ranchers, the produce people, the farmers who are dealing with something they don't have any control over. The full extent of this, they don't even know at this point. And you know what's going to be hit? And we'll tell you this. We know this for sure because I'm thinking about corn and what it feeds. Beef, pork, chicken, poultry, obviously, dairy, all of that. Because what do you do when you can't get the corn to the feed animals? And the meat at the market is going to be the first hit, and it's going to have long-term impact. And we just, as I said before, if you were listening to America Tonight, we had an economist on last night, and we were talking about, it was Philip Romero, we were talking with Philip about, and he was an economist, you know, for the state of California, and he says people have are just not in tune to what's going to happen. They're thinking, oh, yeah, a little bit of a recession, and it's a little tough, then we bounce back. He's saying, no, we're going deep in this one. We're going deep. Want to call it a depression? You don't have to call it a depression. Call it a massive recession. But it's the what we're going to see is a major input for retail food. Corn is that. It's used to make all kinds of things. And what's going to happen? It's just going to drive up the prices. So if you're a meat eater of any kind or anything else, like Izzy says, she's stocking up on other things, flour and sugar and all that. Boy, you have to do that. You do. It's not fear-mongering. It's just the truth because, hey, with the yields being down, it's pretty obvious. A plus B sometimes really does equal C. And this is the straightest road in between the farmers, the cattle folks, and getting it to market. And it's very crooked right now. Very, very, very crooked. I know a lot of people who normally wouldn't be worried about such things who are trying to do that, who are trying to learn other ways to survive, almost as Izzy's saying that she could survive if she had to. I mean, here's the question. Could you survive if you had to? Could you survive for any length of time where, geez, I really can't run down to a Taco Bell every day to eat whatever I'm going to eat for lunch or dinner or whatever it might be. I got to figure out a way to maintain at least some semblance of my lifestyle. And this effect, they say, is not going to really be felt until 2013. So, boy, 2013 is not shaping up to be good. We have the fiscal cliff hitting in January. We have the beginning of the year where they're talking about what's going to happen at the supermarket, that if the price of corn shoots up, we'll see that within probably 2 to 3 months, but we'll really see it into the next year because of food being produced. And, you know, on July 25th, the USDA puts together their monthly estimates of food prices, and that's they're going to factor in these drought conditions. So you got a couple of choices here. You can be that person I was talking about in the beginning of the show where you can just kind of bury your head in the sand. You can be the person that prays for rain every single night. You can be the person that figures out a way to do a rain dance. But the farmers, all these people, it's what they're saying. What are they going to do? They have no way to come up with a solution other than emergency water. And they're already talking about that. What can they get because you're in this drought? How can they reroute some of this water? How can they fix this? They can at least try to do what they can to survive, to save, rather, some of the crops that still will lead to a terrible, terrible situation. I mean, what would the average food prices be? And if you think back to the, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 decades ago where food prices were a little more volatile and the market for commodities wasn't very efficient. And this is what we'll be doing. This is what we'll be dealing with. And the USDA has emergency loans and options, but with all these people, like Izzy saying in Missouri, it's just terrible there. Illinois, it's terrible. They're having a hard time in Illinois. They're having a hard time in the Midwest, period, where all this corn, a big chunk of this corn, is absolutely grown. So the drought is now the pressure on the Senate to pass a farm bill that's already cleared the House, but not enough, they're saying, because that bill expired. They got to extend that bill. And if the 2008 farm bill, which expired and had $40 billion disaster assistance to 400,000 farmers and ranchers while it existed, if that's just gone, if that's toast, oh, really? Hang on to your helmet, because it'll be 10 times worse than Izzy thinks and 20 times worse, probably, than I think. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I got to go to the dungeon. Got to go to the dungeon. We got to finish up with Mr. Pete Rose. That's coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
Pete Rose, that is, and because I'm in Philly country, I feel compelled to finish out the story. Don't you hate it when someone starts to talk about something? It's like a conversation that goes in 10 different directions. That's what I like about America Tonight, and some of you do, too. A little bit of that stream of consciousness never hurts you, right? So the conversation in reality world is over Pete Rose, who's getting married again to Kiana Kim, who posed for Playboy magazine. Looks like an attractive woman. I mean, who knows? I think this is his fourth or fifth wife. And what they're going to do is, you know, Rose now is 71 years old. His model fiance is 30-something. And the idea is, of course, they have a wacky, crazy family that they're going to have to blend together and what the challenges are going to be. And him, you know, people coming up to him at memorabilia shows and all that kind of nonsense, I guess. The cameras are going to follow them through things like what Rose does at the Hall of Fame and things that are going on with her, too. They're calling it a modern day but not traditional family. Ugh, TLC. Man, I'll tell you what, they chase you away from wanting to be married, I think. What were those other shows that they had? The Kim, no, not Kim. See, it shows you how I don't watch reality TV. Kate and John plus 8 and all that, and then just Kate, and then other things that they take, the doers where they take them through their daily lives and they're having yet another child and what it's like. Oh, if anything, that just, I think it might send people into a very dark place of saying, wow, is it even worth this? Especially with the whole blended family thing. So anyway, TLC, I am so sorry, but we have to throw you into the dungeon because we're tired of these reality shows. And Pete Rose, who cares? No offense. I loved watching him when I was a kid. Hey, does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? Yes, he does not deserve to be back in baseball. But can he be in the Hall of Fame? Sure, why not? The great Nolan Ryan told me he should be in the Hall of Fame, just not managing in a position where he's in, still thriving in the game of baseball. So it's not Pete Rose's fault. He sees the money. He's got a gambling habit to feed with all the horses and other things that he does. Why not? He's got another pretty young wife that he's going to have to support along the way and however many children. But TLC, shame, shame, shame on you. You are just the worst kind of voyeurs that there are. So with that, Matt Johnson, who also I'm sure feels the same way, if I can speak for him, I don't think he's a big reality fan, let's shove him in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, to me, as we're coming around that final turn, what would make interesting reality television would be not the C-SPAN stuff that you see that's dry as dirt, dry as the dirt that we're all experiencing right now, but the real thing. What's going on behind the scenes? If you could actually have a camera where it wasn't noticed, where it could be just in the background, rather, blending in, really, truly blending in, not playing up the camera. I'd love to see the real preparation for some of the people that we elect. And, you know, not everybody's awful. I think there's some promising politicians. Might be only 5%, but I want to see the prep time. You know, we had Trish call us from Connecticut, and we were talking about what's lacking in Washington and how we're all just so sick of politics. Even Izzy threw that out there. And the reason is we're turned off to the people that represent us. And I said part of the problem is that they're not in Washington really at all, that they're in planes, they're in Washington a couple of days, and then they're gone. They're in Washington, then they're gone. They're in Washington, they're gone. So there is it's not that there's no camaraderie, but there's little camaraderie. And those conversations that used to take place that were so important, now it's about currying favor. I mean, not that it always wasn't, but now more than ever, it's about that. Who is there's like trading cards. I'll give you this amendment if you give me that. We'll go back and forth on a little bit. Boom, done deal. Probably the aides are even doing it because there's no time. There's no time. It's in and out of Washington, like self-service, like drive-through politics. That's what we have. There you go. I just coined something my own. Drive-through politics. Boom. Hit and run. Hit and run. Hit and run. And then we wait and see what the effects of it are. How, when it's implemented, just like healthcare, how far thought out it is, what ultimately happens when you take the ideas that are random ideas and implement them quickly. Try everything you can do to get it through and not think it through. That is ultimately the price that we all pay. Because we're not there on the floor. We're not there behind the closed doors. We're not there at the schmoozy luncheons at McCormick and Schmidt's to talk about possibilities of trade or this or that. That absolutely hit every single one of us. We're not there for that. So a reality show that could be almost like a hidden camera would be terrific. Rick in Illinois, what kind of reality show would you like to see besides anything to do with Sarah Palin?
Is she real?
No, she's Memorex.
Well, you still in Jersey?
I'm in Jersey, home of Jersey corn and tomatoes, the good stuff.
You hang around with Snooki, are you?
No, not that crappy kind of Jersey, the other side of Jersey.
Oh, I didn't know it was one Jersey.
No, there's two different kinds.
Governor Christie called you stupid, has he?
No.
Okay, Mike Creedle called you stupid.
No.
You want to go from Massachusetts and tell me you want to see Mitt Romney's tax returns while you're out there?
Well, boy, I'll tell you what, the more secretive you are, I don't care who you are, the more secretive you are about, the more suspicions you raise, of course.
Well,
so
sure.
The Romney campaign, they know it. This has been a tough week. They've kind of dropped the ball on this.
Yeah. I think the big Republicans are probably sorry they got him nominated now. That's what they they could find a way to get out from under, and they probably would. But come convention time, I think they're going to be stuck with him.
Oh, no, it's Romney, and everybody's backing him because they have to. Remember, he was the establishment guy all along.
Don't like him.
Oh, absolutely. There's people that don't want Romney, and there's people that do want Romney, and there's people that think, hey, listen, the guy knows how to raise money, and in the presidential election, it's about raising money. It's about having the right people around you and getting that money. You have to have the money for those ads that have to be compelling and convincing, because that's what people use sometimes, sadly, to gauge who they're voting for, which I think is unbelievable. But I understand it because we live in a snippet kind of world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the big Republicans are probably not in love with me.
No.
Stuck with him, and then
some yes and some no, depending on how conservative they are, if they would call themselves sort of leaning toward the Tea Party. It's just like Democrats, you know, there's different things on the, there's different toppings on the pie.
Yeah.
Well, biggest
anyway,
problem.
The more he tries to hide, the more they're going to dig in.
I agree, because the more suspicion is raised, I mean, you're giving them the ammunition to do that. Hey, Rick, don't forget, I want to remind everyone, thanks for the call, but I want to remind you that we've got our medal count contest next week. Remember, it's Friday morning in our third hour, because the Olympics are almost here, believe it or not. And we get a break from politics, a little bit of break anyway. You have a chance to win at least some prizes, maybe the whole enchilada, if you guess the exact number of medals. Once you call in, you own that number. You own that number.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
USA! 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 USA!
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.